It's 7:31. This is CPR News. Rocky Mountain National Park reopens this week, and businesses in Estes Park hope the tourist spending returns too. Candace Moore owns Snowy Peaks Winery. She says she's lost about 80% of her usual business during the pandemic.
Until we actually get fully reopened where people can come in and do tastings and stuff, I don't expect us to get anywhere close to normal. If we can get ourselves back to 50% or 40% losses, that would be amazing.
The national park reopens Wednesday with a limit to the number of visitors allowed in at any one time. Even before the coronavirus, Colorado was well below the national average in getting children into preschool. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A new report shows Colorado increased enrollment by almost 500 children in 2019, yet state spending per child equals less than half of the national average. The National Institute for Early Education Research also warns some pre-K centers could close because of the economic downturn brought on by the pandemic. Jennifer Stedren directs the nonprofit Early Milestones Colorado.
Right now in this state, we do not have a great sense of who's on hold temporarily and who is not going to survive.
Her organization plans to survey the pre-K landscape in June. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Many of the state's traditional Memorial Day celebrations won't happen this year, but CPR's Dan Boy says the Colorado National Guard is celebrating in the sky.
In typical years, the Colorado National Guard goes all out. F-16 flyovers, military bands, color guards, army vehicle displays. With most Memorial Day events canceled because of the pandemic, that stuff's not happening this year. But today, the Guard will fly 4 helicopters around parts of the Front Range. The Guard's community support liaison, Joseph Vanida, says it's to honor medical professionals and, of course, service members.
People that are caring for the sick, as well as those that have served around the world for so many years to maintain freedom for this country.
Colorado's 5 veterans cemeteries are open today for visitation, though wreath-laying ceremonies are canceled and officials ask people to practice social distancing. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The routes and schedules of those helicopter flyovers are at CPR.org. This is CPR News.